Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Our title for this evening is Get Your Story Straight. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Get your story straight. This is my story. Say that to your neighbor. This is my story.
This is my story.
We learned this morning about the significance of storytelling, the importance of storytelling, and what a profound and a relevant word that made me so much excited, hallelujah, as a filmmaker by profession, hallelujah, Bazalwane, as a storyteller by profession. I was very excited to say this morning, uNkulunkulu is affirming that which he has called me for in the marketplace. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. And, you know, I was laughing because our vision statement in our business is storytellers with heart. Amen. It's storytellers with heart. So I've argued and I've engaged my colleagues in my field, telling them that God is actually the greatest storyteller of all time. He is the ultimate storyteller, because when I sat in the film school and they were teaching us how to make films or TV, and when they broke it down to us, it sounded familiar to me, because what they were teaching me, I have heard, I have read about it. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. They taught us that, you know, the story has to have a setup, the beginning. You know, in the beginning, God created. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. And they taught us that there is an inciting moment. What it means is you are introduced to a world, and once you are following this character, something wrong happens. So Adam and Eve, they found themselves in the Garden of Eden, and we have an enemy who is Satan. And they taught us that there is an antagonist and a protagonist. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. A protagonist is steering, that you follow. An antagonist is the one that opposes, the one that you love as you are following the story. So I am so honored, and I was excited this morning as our pastor was sharing to say, yes, man, I've seen it, that in the Word of God, God is telling his story through his people. And my story and your story is included there. So it's important for us to get our stories straight. Know your story. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So human beings are storytellers, because God himself is an awesome and a wonderful storyteller. Amen. And we are specifically wired to connect to stories, as our pastor was saying, that people relate more to fiction, fictional stories. But the word of the Lord is not just fiction, but those stories are events that took place. The enemy sometimes wants us to read the word of the Lord as a story. It is a story, but it is a historical story of true and factual events that occurred. It's people, you and I. Hallelujah. The Bible will now and then say, hallelujah, Elijah was a man just like you and I. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. When he commanded the rain to stop, it stopped. So God is telling and is redeeming man through storytelling, through taking us through a journey, and we know how this story ends. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. We know how this story ends. So get your story straight. There is nothing unpleasant like watching a story that is not told well. Have you ever watched a movie and the setup is good and the plot is good, but somehow in the story, they mess it up? Can somebody relate to that? this afternoon. Amen. So I consume a lot of content and I watch a lot of TV. And, you know, I follow characters and I follow our colleagues in the industry, you know, other storytellers. But sometimes, you know, you ask yourself, what was going on here? I am so confused. I am left wondering what, you know, were these people trying to achieve? Amen, Bazalwan. So I ask myself, did they get their story straight? What they were trying to communicate, was it clear enough? Amen, Bazalwan. And sometimes it's in the simplicity of keeping things simple and not complicated. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. In getting your story straight. In Mark chapter number 14, verse 57, it says, finally, some men stood up and gave this false testimony. We heard him say, I will destroy the temple made with human hands, and in 3 days, I will build another made without human hands. But even then, they didn't get their stories straight. Amen. They gave a false testimony against our Lord and Savior Jesus. Even in doing so, they did not get their stories straight. So there is power in storytelling. There is power in storytelling, especially telling your own life story. What Umfundisi was saying this morning, Bazalwane, I can never emphasize, overly emphasize, because what he was saying, it was so true and so factual that we relate to stories. And we relate to stories. And I can, you know, share as well that, you know, I relate to stories. You know what I mean? As he was saying that, you know, the senior members, you know, of the kingdom of God, like the lead pastors, the older they get, they preach. When they preach, they share more stories. And I remember many years ago when I was starting, you know, being given an opportunity to share the word of God, I wanted to prove my theology to myself. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. I complicated sometimes the message because I was chasing after, I wanted something deep. Hallelujah. Sometimes you want a revelation. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. To sometimes not because, you know, the Holy Spirit has inspired you to share the word, but sometimes you are trying to impress yourself how eloquent you are. Hallelujah. How an anointed and an awesome speaker through the words that you are speaking. And later on in life, I realized that it is in the simplicity of the message of the gospel. Hallelujah. The straightforward it is, the more the likelihood that it will have an impact on people's lives. Hallelujah. So we already have established that there is power in storytelling. So there is even more power in telling your own personal life story. So we go through a lot as people, and God in this journey of life takes us through different things that we overcome. And when we do not share our experiences, Bazalwane, we are depriving others of being inspired by our stories. Amen. Because why? Most of us, we meet, you know, when now we are adults. We don't know what was the setup in your life, how your story began. We don't know how, what school you went to, where you grew up. Hallelujah, Bazan. The challenges that you overcame. So when you begin to share your story, what that does is it inspires us. We can relate to it. Hallelujah, Bazan. Because if you share how you struggled through school or how you were good at school or how, you know, successful you are as an entrepreneur, as a business or in your career, that becomes easy for people to relate to. Amen. We can relate to that because I can see myself, hallelujah, in your story. And you can see me as you are advising me in that story. So your personal experience and lessons that you have learned are important to share so that we may learn and build our own lives through them, through those lessons, Bazalwane. Amen. Like in marriage, for example, we get married and we don't understand what marriage is all about. We've never been taught. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. We've never been taught. Like starting a business. Some of us, no one in our families has started a business. Yeah. So we make a lot of mistakes. Yeah. But when we meet people who can mentor us, yeah, who share their personal stories, hallelujah, Bazalwan, we relate better to them. So there is power in sharing your own story, and especially your story of salvation, how you were saved, how you were born again. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. Where people are observing you at work, you don't go out to party, you don't drink, you don't do all those other sorts of things that people do. And when they come closer to you, you must be able to share your story. Yoguchi, the reason why I don't do this, it's because I have a relationship with God and I have found salvation. There is a story that my father-in-law shared with me. He said that he was working in a law firm with his colleagues and when they were young, hallelujah, in law. And he observed this gentleman who carried himself in a very distinct and peculiar way. And while observing him for over a year, he finally approached him to say, I can see that you are different from our colleagues. You don't, you know, your vocabulary, when you speak in your vocab, you are not cursing. You speak, you know, with honor. You speak with respect. Why? You know, and to his surprise, the guy told him that I am a child of God. I am born again. Then he says, what does this mean? Then he took him through the whole process, hallelujah, Bazalwan, of I believe. Yeah. And that's how he received Jesus at work. Through somebody sharing their story. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have to be vocal with your story. Yeah. Amen. But the way you walk before people, amen, your story speaks. The way you carry yourself, amen, your story speaks. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. Somebody is watching. Somebody is observing. Amen. You are telling your story by living right for God. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. By treating your family right, by loving your children. Somebody who has never seen that, somebody that is foreign to them, they are looking at you. And you are the only Jesus that somebody might ever know. So as you walk, your story is speaking about Jesus, is telling the life of Jesus. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. Your marriage is speaking the life of Jesus. Some of us, in our marriages, it took Jesus, hallelujah, to bring us together, to understand why we came together. Amen, Bazalwan. So that God, through us, he can tell a better story. Amen. Amen. And Jesus delivered a man who was demon-possessed. And this man wanted to follow him in Mark 5, verse 19. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion with you. So God wants us to go out there and tell our story, what he has done for us, Bazalwan. Amen. I know that we live in a world where it's hard to find people that you can share your story with. Amen, Bazalwan. But it begins in the beginning with the simplicity, with the easy things of your story. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. And I once shared this. I think I was at the Hillcrest campus. I said before, there are things that God did in my life that I felt that I don't have to openly share them, you know, not because I don't want to share them, because I am concerned that they might not be correctly received. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. And God took me through a journey last year and the process where I realized that as much as, you know, I was concerned about that, you know what I mean? The most important thing here for me is to begin to start sharing about what God is doing in my life and telling my story. So if they got the story of Jesus wrong, hallelujah, and they lied about it, how much more about you and I? Amen. People will believe what they want to believe. People will receive the way that they want to receive. They did not receive Jesus' story. They lied. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. They did not tell it the way that he told it. So So I'm at the point now where I say to myself, Lord, I appreciate what you have done for me, and I am going to shout about it. I'm going to tell the world of the things that you have done for me, because I know how my story started. I know where my story is right now. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. If it was not by your hand, I would not be here. So that is why it's important for me to share my story, to tell a young person that it is possible to walk before God blamelessly. It is possible to love your family. It is possible to go to school. It is possible to start your business. It is possible. Amen. But there's nothing magical about it. All you have to do is believe in God and trust in God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said to them, and go. The man wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus said, go and tell others about your story, what God has done for you. The woman who poured oil on Jesus in Mark 14, verse 9. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Amen, Bazalwane. So today we are reading about this woman who did this thing for Christ, who poured oil on Jesus Christ. It looked significant when she did it, but Jesus understood the power of it, what it will mean spiritually. That is why he says what she did will be remembered forever. So 2,000 and something years later, we find ourselves reading this story and sharing what she did and relating to her. Hallelujah, Bazalwane, because we can now come boldly at the feet of Jesus and pour out our hearts and pour out our and cry out before God. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So there is power in sharing our story. Do not withhold your story. Somebody is waiting to hear your story so that God can work in their lives. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. It does not matter what people will say or think about your story. Your story is your story. It is God who's writing your story. No one else. So great stories happen to those who can tell them. So it's important that we know how to tell this story, Bazalwane. Amen. How we can with ease explain our story through Jesus, through God, what God is doing in our lives. Amen, Bazalwane. So great things happen to those who can tell stories, because why? God wants his word to be shared. God wants people to experience more of his word. So if we are willing, you know, God will use us to tell our stories. The Lord will allow great things to happen to us if we are, you know, great storytellers. So sometimes unpleasant experiences will be part of those great things that will happen to us. As we walk with God, Bazalwane, amen, I have learned and I've experienced that, you know, in this journey of our spiritual walk with God, there are many things that will happen to us. There are many things that will temper with what God is trying to do in our lives. In the Garden of Eden, Satan interferes with God's plan. And we see, you know, God, you know, raising, you know, the nation of Israel, and things happen. And now and then, you know, there is interference in their story that God is telling. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So when we become great storytellers, when we understand that, you know, there is more to my story, uNkulunkulu begins to entrust us with more because we tell more stories. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Apostle Paul, he wrote half of the New Testament because why? He was a storyteller. The more he told, the more God poured. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. The more he told, the more he worked, God poured. The more you believe, the more God increases. Amen, Bazalwane. The more you trust in him, the more God inspires you to do what God, what he has called you for. So when there are unpleasant things that happen in your life, Bazalwane, do not be ashamed. It's part of the journey. Do not be ashamed. And sometimes, you know, there are pressures of life that Umruti was talking about last night at Hope Restoration Church that causes us to want to rush things. Hallelujah, Bazolana, before our time, before Unkulunkulu is done with us. So remember that there will be challenges, Bazolana. There will be storms unprovoked that, you know, the enemy will bring or God will allow to happen in your life that will come and shake your livelihood. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. That will come and shake you. I know I am preaching here tonight about these unpleasant experiences and you have not gone through them. Wait for them. And I'm not trying to prophesy doom in your life, Bazalwane. But there will come a time, your Getsemane moment, where you have to stand, not because you've done anything wrong, because God wants to squeeze this oil out of you. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Where God will just decide, I'm going to put a pause, a hold, hallelujah, Bazalwane, on you and see, Uguti, do you really love me or do you love the things that I'm doing for you? Hallelujah. Do you love the blesser or the blessing? Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So I know if you have not, you know, been through that, God bless you. But the Bible says the storm will come, Bazalwane. Ungenzanga lutho, ungenzanga next. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. You'll begin to experience things in your life and you'll wonder, ukuthi kahle kahle ngenzeni? You know, what did Job do? What did Job do? He did not do anything. He was a righteous man who walked before God, who loved his family, who loved God, who gave, who did everything, Bazalwane. But the storm came in his life and it shook him. It shook him in such a level where he lost everything and he began to doubt himself. But listen to his story, Bazalwane. Listen to his story. Akekho ezulwini, but uNkulunkulu noSathane bakhuluma about him concerning his story. He is not involved. He akazi uNkulunkulu. USathane ukhuluma, hey, Bazalwane. He finds himself, hallelujah, but unknowingly that there was a conversation between Satan and God. Unkulunkulu, where he permitted that uSathane can do everything apart from his soul. And he loses everything. And he was a righteous man. The richest man from the east. And that's his story. Amen, Bazalwane. And as we read this story, we realize that, you know, it's teaching us something. Yes. That even though you can lose everything, yeah. Number one, in this story, you need the right friends and the right people around you. Amen, Bazalwane. You need to understand that as I'm sharing God's story or my story, I need to be sensitive to the voice of God. Which voice do I listen to? So God came into Job's life just to prove, ukuthi kahle kahle lo nkosikazi mhlambe, you know, or your friends who claim to love you don't really love you. That is why we've been taught in this house to say you must sit down with your friends and have an honest conversation with them about your friendship and see how far they are willing to go for you. How far are they willing to help you write this story? You know, I usually tell them at the office that they meet, you know, they are now colleagues, they don't know each other, they are now friends, they are sharing deep things. At work, they are calling each other friends. So sometimes God comes, Bazalwane, to shake those things. There will be unpleasant experiences. And when you go through stuff, Bazalwane, it's not because you did anything wrong. It's a season. It's a season. There is a season where you will be fruitful. There's a season where you will experience famine. It is a season. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Learn to understand which season God is taking you through. Which season it's happening in your life. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. The fact that a tree in a winter season is unable to produce fruit, it doesn't mean that it has lost the ability to produce fruit. It is just a season. It is just a season. Hallelujah. That is why in the same book of Job, we learn that, you know, there is hope for a tree, though it may be cut off, but at the center of the waters, it will sprout out. So don't allow these experiences to shake you. To shake you. If I share my personal story, Bazalwane, I used to say, no, I know it's easy. You know, if I have to sell the car, I'll sell the car. You know, until you do it and you go through it and you realize, good, hey. Hey, Lord. I see where my heart was. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Last year, I had to sell, you know, very nice cars. Worried, you know. At first, it didn't bother me because, you know, in this journey of business and of life, God take you through seasons.
I know.
He tells a story. Then you had to choose between paying people or letting them go or giving towards a project, just as soon doing, where we are buying a building and don't have a finance and you've got a car. So, you know, and you sold it. And it's easy when you have the faith to sell it.
Yeah.
When it's gone, and you are back to 1.1. And when that happened, Bazalwane, I was concerned, I was worried. And what Mruti was saying as well, it's so profound, that sometimes you need to go back and look at the good things that God has done for you.
Amen.
When I looked, is that, but God blessed me with those cars debt-free.
Amen.
I went to the shop. I came back with the car. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We went to the shop. We bought my wife a car. She was involved in an accident. We went back to the shop again and we bought the same car, even a better one.
Yeah.
And I realized that the power is still in me.
Yeah.
It's just a season
yeah.
that I'm going through. In my story. And I looked around. I'm like, but I have 4 properties under my name.
Yeah.
You see, these are the things that I was scared to share before.
Yeah.
But I'm inspired by our Father.
Yeah.
When that blessing from elevation happened,
yeah.
knowing our spiritual Father, He does not like to share certain things like that.
Yeah.
But hearing them speak and share,
yeah.
and what it does in the kingdom of God, how it inspires people, it has inspired me because I was scared to share these things because sometimes they don't inspire people.
Yay.
They cause jealousy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Bazalwane.
Yeah.
So God, what saying, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, in them, what are you talking about? Look, you just bought offices.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
You are not, you don't have a landlord.
Hey.
Okay, you know, Standard Bank, yeah, but... But he was saying, this is my story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we are concerned about what people will say.
Yeah.
And especially when people get our stories wrong because they don't know the motive
yeah.
and what motivated you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Bazalwane.
Yeah.
Sold. Like, why? Like, you know, and after that session, I felt so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so much better. Then I started to pray for restoration.
Well,
He's a God who restores.
Yeah.
He's a God who restores.
Yeah.
He's a God who restores.
Amen.
Because sometimes we determine a cause in our hearts.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it is the Lord's counsel that will prevail.
Yeah.
And if I tell you last year, the vision plan that I had at the beginning of the year and how the year ended, it was a completely different story, Bazalwane. Because at the beginning of the day, I saw myself driving a Porsche. I was telling my wife that in December, we are fetching that car. Lo and behold, in December, God knows how to tell our stories and humble us in our stories, Bazalwane. And I am sharing this story to remind you one day, if the same thing happens to you, hallelujah, Bazalwane. It's that you do not fret, do not stress. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. God is in control.
Amen.
You'll buy another car.
Amen.
You'll food debt free. No balloon payment.
Yeah.
No crazy interest. No. And sharing our stories, it's so important. If you come to us as a young man and you're buying a car for the first time, we can assist you. We can assist you. You don't have to go through debt. We can show you tricks that no one taught us. And we learn them through life, through our stories, through unpleasant experiences. Yeah. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. At some point, I remember my wife and I don't know why, but yeah, I'm sharing. At some point, my wife like had a car, and we paid for it for 6 years. Hey, that thing tormented me. And we sold that car, you know, we're having kids, you know, we're trusting God for business, we bought another. And we went to an auction, and the car that tormented us for 6 years, installments, was sold for 30,000. And I said to myself, if I went to the bank and got a credit card for 30,000, I was going to go and swipe that car, and I was going to pay that credit card in 6 months, and I am debt free. Great stories happen to those who can tell them. Yes. Stories of faith must be told. Yes. Our faith in God will always produce results, and we must not be quiet about them, because there will be others who will hear and want to know Jesus. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Our stories of faith must be told. One of the things that, you know, we set up and we established in our vision, in our minded vision this year as a business, is that we want to tell stories of the fathers of faith. Amen. We feel that in South Africa, there are those who came before us, like our late Bishop Mzimela, under apartheid, Bazalwane, where circumstances did not allow, and they built ministries and established churches. And through those churches, we were saved. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Builders Church and many other churches that you see today are a result of their work, directly or indirectly, because they laid the foundation. In Hebrews 11:32, it says, how much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, Bazalwane. There is power in telling the true and the genuine stories of faith, sharing about the things that God, through other prophets, through other, you know, servants of God, there is power, Bazalwane, in speaking about those stories. Sometimes you have to make an example about Daniel, who fasted for 21 days. Hallelujah. But sometimes you have to share about Samson, who was anointed by God, but did not follow under the dictates of the Spirit. Sometimes you have to speak about those, David, hallelujah, Bazalwane, who at young age slew a giant called Goliath. And understand that as I'm sharing this story, I am also a giant slayer. The same God that was operating in their lives is operating in my life. There is no difference, the Bible tells me, between us and them. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Actually, greater exploits are expected to us, from us. We're supposed to be carrying much even greater exploits, greater work than they did. So stories of faith must be told, because people will be saved through the stories of faith. We are here this weekend to celebrate the story of our Lord and Savior, Bazalwane. Hallelujah. His story is different. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. His story is different. There are other religious leaders who set up their own religions. They have a similar story, but it's not exactly the same way. I don't know why, but they can't copy what Jesus did. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. His story is that he came, he lived, he died, and he rose back up again. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. And Paul says, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. So by telling the story of Jesus, what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, Bazalwane, hallelujah, people's lives will be changed. People's lives will be transformed.
akekho umuntu okwazi ulungisa uNkulunkulu ulungisa umuntu njengoNkulunkulu. Hallelujah, bazalwane. If there's something that you need to be fixed, only God can do it.
Amen.
And what we build sometimes will determine the quality of our story. Now in 1 Kings chapter number 6, verse 5, as I close. Solomon built a complex of rooms against the outer walls of the temple, all the way around the sides and the rear of the building. And the complex was 3 stories high. Was 3 stories high. I don't know why or the term story is used in buildings. I don't know why. Hallelujah. But the bigger and the greater the building, the more the stories, the more the stories must be told. Hallelujah, bazalwane. The bigger, the greater the vision, the more the stories must be told. What we build and how we build and the quality of what we are building will determine how far Builders Church is going to go. What stories are going to be told when you and I are no longer here? What our children are going to be referring to? Are they going to be constantly referring to the previous fathers of faith like we do? Or there will be nothing or no story to be told. Amen, bazalwane. In Luke 9, verse 7, when Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, heard about everything Jesus was doing, he was puzzled. Some were saying that John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. In verse 9, I beheaded John, Herod said. So who is this man about whom I hear such stories? And he kept trying to see him. So our stories of faith must be so compelling that many will want to know who Jesus is and what he has done. So Jesus' walk, bazalwane, and how he conducted himself, it caused Herod to wonder, who is this man? May people wonder, who are you? May your story inspire them in such a way that they want to come and know you and see you. May your walk with God, bazalwane, be in such a level that those who don't believe will believe.
Amen.
That in you, they will see Jesus.
Amen.
In everything that you do.
Amen.
We live in a world right now, in a society where people are no longer accountable.
Yeah.
Every man does what it's pleasing to their eyes, to their views. Hallelujah, bazalwane. But may your story be like that of our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
May everything that they hear about you, they must be amazed. Uguti, in 2024, you are a husband of one wife. You love one woman. In a world where that's not a reality. If you do not believe me, go on social media right now and post that I am married to one woman. I love one woman. I've never loved any. And see how people will respond to your truth. Because it's not truth in their world.
and they do not believe.
Yes. Yes.
But the more we walk with God, and as we share our stories, may it cause people. Herod was a king. May you be bold, Basalwan. Don't be afraid to share your story.
Amen.
I mean, one of the things that I am not scared or terrified of is engaging with people with money.
Amen.
Like when I go to school, I'm not intimidated by the Maybach. I'm not intimidated by the car. I'm not intimidated by where they live. Because why? They are not born again.
Yes.
And it means there is trouble in paradise.
Yes.
I ask, how is your wife? How are the kids? How are things at home? On Father's Day, Pastor Hope, at school, you can see the fathers that don't play with the kids. It's easy. Because why? I know my story, that Herod heard about Jesus' story and was amazed by his story, that as a joint heir with Christ, when they hear about your story, they will be amazed. Hallelujah. Uguti, is it possible to be a good teenager that loves the Lord? That has never touched a hubbly. May they be amazed by your story. May they be amazed by your story. So life stories are testimonies. His story is the greatest and the ultimate account that can ever be told. My story without his story is just another tale. It is just another tale. But my story with his story is a generational testimony. Our stories, Bazolano, will open doors for us.
Amen.
Just by telling your story.
Amen.
Just by telling your story.
Amen.
This is how I received Jesus.
Amen.
This is how my life was changed.
Amen.
This is why I am the first in my family.
Amen.
To be born again. I am the first in my family to get married. I am the first in my family to have a master's. I am the first in my family to have a PhD. I am the first in my family not to have anything but to be blessed by God. I am the first. I don't have anything tangible to prove to people. I don't have a big business. I don't have a big qualification. I don't have all those things, but I am blessed by God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Bazalwane, because our stories will open doors.
Amen.
When we share about our stories, it will open doors. Now, there was a woman whom Elijah raised her child. And after he raised her child, he said to her, there's going to be famine in the land. So go. And she went for 7 years to dwell among the Philistines. And after 7 years, the famine was over. She went back. When she went back to ask for her property back, because she had left, she found Gehazi speaking to the king, and the king was inquiring about Elijah to say, this is what I have heard about him, that he can raise people from the dead. As Gehazi was explaining to the king, the woman walked into the chambers, and Gehazi said to the king, here is the woman whom Elijah raised her child from the dead.
Yeah.
As her story was being shared with the king, she walked in.
Yeah.
And the king asked her, is this true?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. And the king said to her, May everything be restored to you. May everything be restored to you. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So our stories, our testimonies, Bazalwane, will open doors for us. Can we be on our feet? Our stories will open doors for us. They will open doors for us. They will open doors for us. We are the true witnesses. The world today is looking for evidence. It's looking for evidence that is for Jesus. Can we become the true witnesses and come forward to confirm our stories about the encounter we have had with Jesus? Can we get our stories straight and give true testimonies of the power of God? One of the greatest projects that we've ever worked with one of our clients, it's a show about people and Christians specifically who experienced the most outrageous supernatural blessing from God through preserving their lives. People who should not be alive. People who should be dead. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. So in this project, they come and they share their stories. How, you know, God preserved their lives. So they testify. So I love the project so much because it speaks about us, you know, as a business, being storytellers in a mandate that incorporates the kingdom of God, where it allows people to share what God has done for them. And through that journey, Barcelona, there has been incredible testimonies that we have shared. Amen, Bazalan. And one of the stories that we shared, you know, that we had, one of the people we had on the show is some ladies from our church based in Delmas. So they were in a service like this on a Monday praying. And, you know, on that week, the leadership of the church, all of us, we were attending a conference in America. So while they were praying and running the service like, you know, like we are doing right now, the pastors and everybody, the leaders are not here. And they left and they went home. And on their way there, they got hijacked. And one of the ladies that was hijacked is, she's the wife to one of the leaders. Here, we are in America. And they are hijacked in South Africa. In Delmas. So when they came on the show, hallelujah, Bazalwane, and became true witnesses of what God did for them and got their stories straight. It was an incredible experience because people don't survive those ordeals, especially ladies. How they were hijacked and somehow one of them in that process managed to escape. And the two elders' wives, they were in the car that was hijacked. And throughout that process of being hijacked, of being driven, the car hits a pothole. And when it hits a pothole and they're busy trying to change and put in a spare tire, somehow, because Delmas, I love it so much, it's a small community, so we know each other. So police are a phone call away. So everything is a phone call away. So when they share that story, they say, out of the blue, a police van came. And the police were not asking because they'd heard that the car was hijacked. And they were just shooting randomly. And the car had bullet holes, Bazalwane, even where they were sitting. Amen, Bazalwane. And that's their story. And when they said their story, they got it straight. And when we gave them that platform, Bazalwane, it really impacted and it resonated with so many people because they gave a true testimony of what God did for them. what is the true testimony that God has done for you? Is your story straight? Is it straight? Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.